Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came forth from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that we heard you were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to the widow of Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. Last week in the gospel, Jesus got up to pray and read from the prophet Isaiah. And he read, "Hear, O Israel, the one who is to come will free those in captivity. He will give sight to the blind, and the lame will walk." And he took the scroll of Isaiah and rolled it up and sat down. And all eyes were on him. And he spoke the words we hear at the beginning of the gospel today. "Today, in your hearing, these words are fulfilled." The prophecy that the people awaited for was now fulfilled in their hearing. So what will be their response? And when I look at this gospel, I think that it is here that Jesus is questioning our faith quotient. What is our faith quotient? You can measure it by saying faith equals love plus hope. That's how you measure your faith quotient. Those who have faith and understand the love of God begin that journey of growing in faith. Why? Because that's the human emotion and experience of the heart, love, to love God. Perhaps it begins with the love of the knowledge for which God has revealed to us, the love of the wisdom and the beauty of creation, or the love for which we experience from God from day to day. Love plus hope. Hope adds to that human desire. And it moves us to what is eternal, what is complete and perfect. Hope is having a desire with an expectation of encountering the divine. And these two together give us a measurement of how much faith, how much trust do we have in God. It's very easy to hear this trust in the two stories that Jesus relays, not in the trust for which the people now are looking at Jesus simply as another man. Is he not Joseph's son? A trust of love of God when we have a desire that we can see the expectation be fulfilled in giving ourselves over to him. The woman of Zarephath receives through her trust what seemed to be the end her jar of flour and oil was about to expire. She told Elijah what? Once I make a cake for my son and I, we will eat it and then we will die. But Elijah says, trust. Expect God to respond to you and have the expectation that he'll carry out his promise, that your jars will not run dry until it begins to rain again. 3.5 years. Naaman was asked to trust in God because his love of God was limited to himself and what he desired God to be. And he had to step out of that love of God in a place that we can only trust the divine, a healing of the horrendous disease of leprosy. So we can measure our faith quotient by saying faith equals love plus hope. But what does it look like? I think it looks like this. If you take a 16-ounce glass and you pour an 8-ounce bottle of Pepsi in it, the optimist would say that the glass is half full. The pessimist would say the glass is half empty. The engineer would look at it and say the glass is too big and he will redesign the glass. And those are the options that we have when we look at our faith quotient. We can say that the glass is half empty. Those are those who understand the human relationship they desire with God, that love relationship where God gives us what we need. And we love them because of it. But yet they expect nothing more, that the glass will never be filled with something with a greater desire and expectation of encountering the divine. That their relationship with God is simply a human one. Obviously aided by what? Jesus taking on flesh and the works and of his teachings. But the optimist is the one who sees that glass half full of the human gift of God's presence and love and waits in hope that the rest will be filled. That he will expose himself to us in a greater need, greater than our physical need, greater than our human need, greater than the need of the worldly things that will give us the fulfillment of that prophecy we heard today. That he will free us, those who are in captivity, and all of us are, the captivity of sin and death. But then there's the third person whose faith quotient could be measured by the sight of the engineer. That if the glass is neither half full or half empty, the amount of faith, love, and hope I have in God is enough, and I'll redesign the vessel, and just stay there. No need to grow. No need to step outside of my own experience of God. This is all I need. So what should be our mission today? I think it is that we should take seriously to measure our own faith quotient of love plus hope. See, because if we see love is all we need, so many songs tell us so, then we're speaking and acting in a relationship with God that St. Paul tells us today is foolish. But Paul speaks about love. He says love is kind. Love is patient. Love is not jealous. It doesn't put on airs. It's not arrogant. It's always forgiving. But then what does Paul tell us? This is the love of a child. He says, and I thought, when I was a child, I thought as a child. But when I became an adult, I began to realize how to love with a desire and expectation to know the divine. That's when we quit becoming a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. So we should measure our faith quotient. We should ask ourselves, are we accepting the faith that we have now, like the engineer, and make this container smaller and be happy with where we are? God loves me. I love him. When I die, yeah, maybe he'll give me heaven too. It's good enough for me. Or should we look at when we think of his love for us is only when it's a childish love, right? How do we know if we have a childish love with God? When things don't go our way, we ask why. Or we become angry. Or we walk away from him. How do we get ourselves that full quotient of faith? A love that is hoping. That what God gives us here and now are symbols of only what is be perfect when he perfects us through our own weakness, when he brings us into the gift of his divinity. So when you go forward this morning, when you come forward to receive Holy Communion, ask for that gift of faith. Receive him with the love that he wants to nourish you today with. It's not food that will sustain you until your Super Bowl party tonight. But it's food that will sustain your soul for every encounter of his presence throughout the day. Ask him for that kind of love. A love that is more intimate than the humanity, but the praise of God's presence. Secondly, ask him for the gift of hope. Ask him to help you to expect him to give what you need beyond the needs of this world. And then with greater expectation, await for it. For he fulfills his promise. Jesus rolls up the scroll and he presents himself not only as the man of love, but the God who is divine. What is the response? Our response today is the fullness of what he reveals to us as we receive him in this Holy Eucharist. Ask for that gift, and then you will leave here today knowing that your faith is continuously growing. And let us ask God too for that bigger vessel to hold everything that he has promised, not only in our hearts, not only in our actions, but in what we seek when he calls us to himself. And I promise I will do the same.